This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation of Hard Grants is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Collect, Nassau Cruise Port, and Wendy's.
The Foundation.
Let's get down, to business. Give you one more night, to get this. We've had a million, nights just like this. So let's get down, to business. Mama, please don't worry about me. I'm about to let my heart speak. My friends keep telling me to leave this. So let's get down, to business. Let's get down, to business. Give you one more night, to get this. We've had a million, nights just like this. So let's get down,
Ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, on this absolutely beautiful Thursday afternoon, Small Business Thursday, chopping the thing down. We're here live and in full effect. I am so grateful to be with you on this beautiful day, a day after Majority Rule Day. I know there's a great deal of things that you guys want to talk about today. We're going to get to a little taste of that, just a little piece of it, and talk about these things as we kind of move towards the weekend. I am excited to be here with you. It is a glorious day. Talk to me. I'm happy to be here, guys, as we continue to be able to reflect on our brothers and sisters that aren't. Let's just be very clear about that. As we resolve to evolve and make an assessment about where we are, where we intend to be, what our desires are for the next 300 and some days, kind of setting ourselves up for that thing, a lot of our brothers and sisters aren't here. On top of that, we're actually having a conversation about COVID-19 and so forth and so on. We'll get into those things. But let's talk about this. As our brothers and sisters aren't here in this transitional period, we're touching the newspaper and identifying the fact that a great deal of them aren't here. I always have to be decent with you. Just a little soft word we could say for all those persons who've departed, and for us to be able to strengthen ourselves in conviction and know that we're still here, baby. We got a responsibility for being able to move forward. If you're one of those persons who are dealing with any love lost, any sort of a transition within your family, within the loved ones that you have within your circle, we always say to you, reach out to our good friends at Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. They can be able to assist you in this transitional time. It's sort of a heavy time that you need some information. You need some assistance of being able to move forward. So reach out to Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. They'd be more than happy to assist you in those areas. Also, reach out to my good guys, man. This is still mid-month. So you got some time to be decent. I know your heart keep racing, but Grammy say palpitations every time you see the police. Oh my God, I didn't even know. The bike just rolled up on me. You had your seatbelt on and you're kind and short. Get your life together. Go down to my good, decent friends over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They can take good, decent care of you. Ask for my good friend, Etheric Bow. He'd be more than happy to assist you. If you were a taxi driver, if you were a jitney driver, If you're any of these persons and you need in-house financing, because January tends to be a year long, talk to me. Let's just be very clear about it. You all are out here eating noodles and veiny sausages right now. If you're one of these persons, you can still be able to get in-house financing. So reach out to them. They'd be more than happy to assist you in those areas. Guys, it is an absolutely glorious day. Make sure you go down to my good friends at Milo B. Butler and Sons also, man. Just get some of your protein packages if you can. I'm not in your business. I don't know. Maybe you won't put that something else with your noodles. I'm not going to fight you. Go down there and check that thing out. They are located on Blue Hill Road North. They got some of the good things down there. Ask Alan Butler. He can take good care of you. It's a beautiful day. Before we get out of here, man, you have to be able to tell you about the Nassau Cruise Board. Nassau Cruise Board and Zaymar Production presents to you Phil Stubbs Live. This January 13th is just a few days away, guys. Also performing is Niecy Alice and Ira Starr, and also the Spank Band. They got some good things taken there, right there for you. Tickets are going to be $50. General admission is $75. VIP, the VIP. Make sure you check that out at BahamasEtickets.com. BahamasEtickets.com. Or go over at the Plantation Grill, Plantation Bar and Grill at Caves Heights, and Miniso at the Mall of Marathon. Make sure you check that out. The doors are going to open at 7 p.m. Also, Kalik wants you to know the exact same thing. They got some good stuff taken care of, and they're sponsored by Kalik and Ron Ricardo. Get this thing taken care of. They're going to be at the amphitheater. Like I said, they're going hard for this, man. I just saw Phil Stubbs. He said, boy, I know all your auntie. Yeah, I know your mother. I know everything. Oh, my God. And he squeezed my shoulder, squeezed everything. You know what I'm saying? You'll need to stop, right? It's a beautiful thing, ladies and gentlemen. Let's do this thing. We're going to dive into this today. I want you to be able to kind of participate in it on the second part. But last January, right? Last January, let's get down to business right now. Last January, we did something absolutely phenomenal. Phenomenal. Let's just be decent with that, right? We had an opportunity to be able to go down to, for the very first time, the Fox Hill Community Center and see sort of the glorious setup that was in that particular space, right? And it was done with a local concept, a local idea, local passion that had to do with growth and development, and strategically in the time of January, the time that we actually have a conversation about resolutions and this sort of realignment, this refreshing that we need in preparation for the year ahead, the ideas. Sometimes you kind of sit down and you make these assessments that I've lost a few opportunities. If I was ill-prepared, if I had made these decisions, I would have been in a better position, right? And we had someone last January come and be able to speak to us about that more specifically. This January, he's doing it even bigger. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to be able to introduce you to my very good friend, none other than Ahmad Rashad Thompson. He's here with us to be able to talk to us about astute talent management, and talk to us about what you're going to be doing just in a few days. Ahmad, take it out. Good afternoon to the people out there.
Good afternoon, Howard. Good afternoon, Bahamas. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, my brother.
For affording me the opportunity to come and sit with you this afternoon, Howard, and chat.
Come back. Be decent.
To come home, Howard. To come home.
Come home. You did a lot.
My God.
I like this. Come on, give me some of this.
Yes, Howard.
Come home.
To come home
to
and
the foundation.
To the foundation.
Let the people know. My God, talk
yes,
to me.
Yes, with the one Howard Grant. It is such an honor, Howard, to be here today just to talk about the 2024 Shift Conference, my brother. We are indeed doing it for the second time, and this is our second annual. As I prepared for the first conference, my hostess at the time, she said to me, Ahmad, you're a learned young man. Why would you say the first annual? It is the inaugural. I said, Madam, you are correct, and I do stand corrected. So today, Howard, I am proud to say that we are having our second annual. Shout out to Shakita Archer, the lovely, the incandescent.
After the first annual.
Yes. We are here today to talk about the second annual Shift Conference, Howard. Can you believe it, my brother?
You know, just a year ago, we sat down together.
We sat down and we said, bro, we have an idea. We have a concept. We have an assignment. An assignment from the Lord himself. We have to remind people of whose they are and who they are in Christ. This, while a professional development opportunity, is for me and my company a 100% assignment. It is something that God has entrusted us with, and I'm so grateful for that. Sometimes overwhelmed by it. It's like, God, no, I mean, I'm from Dingham. I regular. But then I remind myself
There's
that
nothing
I'm
regular
not.
About you, sir. Stop
I remind myself that I'm not, because I am in. In Christ I am not. It's impossible to be regular as long as you are in the body of Christ. And so, Howard, we are back again talking about the Shift Conference for the 2024 cycle. And we are indeed, we have gotten bigger, we're getting better, and we're ready to go. We're ready to shift, Howard.
Tell me at the base of this now. Last time we had it over at the, in Fox Hill.
Yes.
But now we're expanding. Talk to me
yes,
about this.
Yes, we are.
I told you this. Didn't I
you
talk
did,
to
you?
You
did.
I said to you that this is going to get bigger and
yes,
better every year.
You absolutely
I also
did.
Said to you that there will become opportunities for you to be able to do something quarterly.
Yes, you did say that.
Okay,
you
talk
did
to
say
me.
That. We are right now, Howard, we have elevated. Our assignment is not just a one-time thing. It's a continuous journey for us, and we want to help people in their lives wherever they find themselves to shift. And so this year, we are going to be at the Bahama Convention Center. Say it with me.
Big time, big time.
The Bahama Convention Center.
Big
on
time.
January 26th, 2024, from 7:30 in the a.m. That is for just registration, expo, filling your belly up a little bit, getting your spirits together.
Get a little breakfast there? 7:30 a.m.?
Indeed.
Praise God.
Indeed. You'll be able to enjoy, whether that's going to be in your swag bag, you can have something to nibble on and engage people as you come in to the hour of 7:30.
People sweet mouth now. Tell me what you got.
I can't talk about business, Howard. Not everything. I'm going to say you talk some.
Listen.
You keep some.
First thing people can know, oh my God, you think you got stew fish there?
Ladies and gentlemen, Howard is an embellisher. We will not. Don't let the... Now, Howard... It's too soon in the conversation to get sidetracked.
I'm going
to
fight you. Go ahead.
You're shifting forward, not moving backwards.
Big God, I'm going to fight you. Go ahead.
You will be able to come in at the 7:30 hour to register, to receive your goodies, and then also to network, enjoy our expo, and help people see why you've come to shift. We will be there, and then the conference begins at 9 a.m., Howard. And this is not Bahamian time. We will be starting at 9:30 a.m. sharp. And we will end at or around 5 p.m. The Spirit will lead us that day. And so I'm saying at or around because you never know where we will end up. Last conference, we had 37 people give their life to Christ. And so we cannot be sure. All we are sure is that God is going to move again on the 26th of January, 2024.
Let's get into this conversation.
Yeah, let's do this.
Let's talk about this. A lot of people don't like to mix their... the darks with their whites.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But in their wash for rejuvenation, moving into a new year, they don't necessarily want to get their spirituality mixed up with their business.
Yeah.
They believe that there is a wall, a gulf in between, that the two should never come asunder, right?
Yes.
But the fact of the matter is that there is no growth and development without...
Without him.
The base.
We are. Without
your
foundation,
base.
Howard.
Talk to me.
Without the foundation, you are nothing.
You often talked about this sort of an idea where you were led by God to do this.
Yes.
Give that story. Let persons know how this came about and why this is. Because this is unlike any other conference where you've identified what you want to be able to do. You want to touch some person's lives. This is a great opportunity for you to be able to make some money. This is supply and demand. This is not that.
Yeah.
This is not just supply and demand.
No.
All right, this is a great time, right? So, okay, let's take hypothetically, let's take the gym, right? We know that the gym will make all their money during this time.
Yeah.
The majority of their money that they make for the year, they make during this particular time, right? So they're pushing out all these advertisements. This is supply and demand. That's what it is, right? But the Shift Conference happened, and it is actually taking place strategically at a time of resolution and realignment for more than one reason. I want you to talk about that. I want you to talk about the spirit associated with that and why you did it, when you did it, and what your expectations are going forward.
Yeah. Howard, for me, this is, I said earlier, assignment, but it's also obedience. We are called to do what God has called us to do. And sometimes that calling is difficult. Sometimes that calling is heavy. Sometimes that calling feels more like burden than it does blessing. And in December of 2020, the Holy Spirit, as I was preparing for bed, said, get up and write these names down. He gave me five names: Simone Bow, Derek Smith, Valdez Russell, Ryan Payne, and Raymond Wells. Well, he gave me another name prior to giving me Raymond Wells' name. But he said, call these people tomorrow and they're going to tell you yes. Here's what we need them to do. We need them to focus. Help us focus. Focus, what's that? Where's it coming from? Write down these words. Literally, as I sit up in my bedroom, I'm writing these words down. F is for face your fear. O, opportunity versus obstacle. K, adopting a kingdom mindset. U, usurping the playing field. S, stepping stone versus stumbling stone. And what the Holy Spirit was saying to me, Howard, was that our people have lost perspective. We are in the height of this pandemic at that time, and everybody is losing sight of who is still in charge. Yes, the country's locked down. Yes, businesses are closed or closing. But God said to remind them, I am not out of business.
This is 2022.
This is 2020.
This is 2020. 20.
This has been a thing for 4 years now.
Yes, you did tell me that.
Yes. Yes. Then he said to me, get these people together, call them up. You're going to record something with them. We did like a series, a video series, Howard.
People still like in their house.
Yes.
They locked in.
Locked in. Okay, can't move. Pandemic. Hot. Mm-hmm. Heat. S2T going to the food store. That's what he was dealing with then. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Now, Lord, what to do with this? Call them. They can tell you, yeah. Then call this Marty and help you record it. And Howard, as I called, yeah, Marwen, which side? Call me and I'm there.
They didn't have nothing to do.
Lit. No, man, Howard, man.
No, I don't want to say it like that. I mean, they said, when? They need to stop.
This, go ahead. Now, don't forget now, pandemic come March. This was December now.
Okay.
So, things in at this point.
My God.
Right. And so now we are on the cusp of something that feels like, okay, I could see the light of day. I could see some dawn breaking. Something's happening. We sat together and we talked about what it means to truly, Simone Bowe, talk about what it means to truly face your fear. As a woman of a certain age and a level of maturity and a level of experience, having lived a certain type of life, Simone realized the only way to live what she calls a limitless life was to 100% face the fear that cripples you every day. And fear, first of all, is an absolute bold-faced lie. You are a human being with natural response to things that give you stimulus, that gives you a reaction, but you're not to live fearfully. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, but you should not be living fearfully in life every day. What if, what if, what if? Then what if? What happens when the what if that should have happened does? Did you wake up tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Did the sun rise? Yes. Did it set?
Absolutely. What do people say? But did you die?
Is you dead?
No, you're not dead.
You're living. Feel your wrist a little bit. Yeah. That's your pulse.
You're right here.
Feel your heart.
You're right
That's
here.
That's purpose.
Yeah.
Then we talked about opportunity versus obstacle because Howard, most of the things that we encounter in life are opportunities disguised as obstacles. And people who are successful in life don't see opportunities, they seize opportunities. They don't wait for the right, there's no right time, there's no opportune situation. The time is now, what will you do? Then we talked about adopting a kingdom mindset with the one apostle, Raymond Wells. And Raymond Wells reminded us that when you remember the kingdom that you are a part of, you're supposed to walk a little different. You're supposed to walk circumspect, my grandma would say. Why are you walking hunch over? Why, who are you? But don't you remember about yourself? Then we had Ryan Payne come and talk to us about usurping the playing field. You can't be a kingdom citizen. You can't be a child of God and doing things halfway and pop down and just skylarky. You can't do that. Then we talked about stepping stone versus stumbling stone. Again, perspective. That was the beginning, the genesis of this shift movement. Then the Holy Spirit said, write the book. The book is coming, ladies and gentlemen. We are almost there. By Easter or before that time, as God arises, so shall the Shift in the Focus book.
This is
coming
exciting,
to a bookstore near you. Then he said, okay, we give them something to hold on to, but they're still tiring, and we need to have something to gather the people. And that's when we had the inaugural, Shakita Archer would say, conference, where we gathered four of, I believe, the most talented people, not the only talented people, but for the most talented people that I know around the space of employeeism, who could help people to navigate certain parts of their employee journey, whether you were brand new as an employee, whether you were some tenured individual, whether you were retired or just coming into university, whatever it was, people fit into four categories at that conference. One, help, I need a job, because right now it's rough. The people, I mean, this is my last day and I need a job. Help, I hate my job. How many of you listening today right now are loathing the skin that you're in on the job that you're on because of what it does to you, what it isn't doing for you, how it doesn't serve you? And we realize that people need help when they find themselves in that position. What will you do when you absolutely
It's a heavy position to be in, by the way.
It is heavy.
Yeah, because if you're saying, by the way you describe it, loathing the skin you're in by the job that you're on that actually doesn't perform to the level that you know exists within
yes,
inside of
yes.
you. A great deal of people are dealing with that in our country.
100%.
And you know how they cope with it? Their coping mechanism, for the most part, is alcoholism.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate.
Another coping mechanism, Howard, has become mediocrity.
My God.
I will do.
But mediocrity is unfortunately, is unfortunately the social standard of an expectation. There is an expectation, whether it's pronounced or otherwise, that you don't do anything.
Don't do your best.
Don't do your best.
Show up
but
and just don't get fired.
See, boy, you got
why are you doing so much? Why are you being so extra?
I wouldn't do that. They paid me for that.
You were some kind of lucky, boy. Ladies and gentlemen, that is also a lie. Just like the fair. There's, why would you not do your absolute best when you know you deserve or want more? Give me more to get the more that you're looking for.
Yeah.
We then talked about help. I'm stuck on my job. Whether that's a mental stuck, whether that's you feel you're crippled, you feel like you're not, you don't know where else to go. There's no level of growth and ascension for you, or you've been in this particular position for that for this long, and you just feel like there's nowhere to go. There's no room for you to grow or to go at this point. And then we talked about help. I lost my job. They fired me. I've been here for 19 years. I see my children. I miss their play. I'm in the karate lesson for this job, and they fire me, Howard, just like that. What the Shift Conference is not is a place to wallow, is a place to just come and sip and chat and talk old talk. This is a call to action. You are going to be shifted. Those people that spoke to that audience that day, 287 people, by the way, gathered at the Fox Hill Community Center, listening to a young man on the radio talk about why it was important for them to come. And they trusted that vision and they came and shifted their lives forever. I saw a young lady, as I divert and tell two stories at once, forgive me. I act like my daddy. Eddie Killer in the building. Daddy, I'm still a valley boy. Don't be offended. It's all love. We talked, this is not, a lady saw me at a function I was hosting the other day and she said, sir, do you remember me? And I said, ma'am, please don't hold it against me, but I do not. I'm so sorry. She said, the day of the conference, as I shifted my mindset, your conference was on Saturday, January 21st, 2023. By that Thursday, so I had a job offer for a job that I had previously applied for. And I was told no, and I'd given up. Then the woman say, what will you do with your future? Cheryl Lee said, you need a job, but you don't want to get the job. How are you presenting yourself? How are you going to position yourself outside of talent, other people who are competition for the same job you are? She said, I went down there Monday morning, fully regaled. Remember me? I got need this little thing.
All her pearls on.
Pearls?
She got everything.
I mean, the biggest, she was ready. And she said, so Thursday morning, they call me, tell me come back. You could start Monday morning. We have had testimonies like that all year. We
so this shifting is a mindset.
It is a mindset, Howard. It begins in your mind.
This is the BE transform
be
in your thinking.
By the renewal of your mind.
My God, this is heavy.
Not by showing up to the conference. That in itself is not going to do anything for you.
No.
When you leave, as you sit there, as you take in all that's happening in that moment, what are you going to leave? How are you going to show up the moment you leave?
I'm excited about this.
This is something incredible, my brother.
I'm excited about this, and I'm excited about the fact that you're continuing to grow.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to be able to be here. Ahmad's going to be with us for a little taste longer to be able to talk about these things. But let me take a commercial break. Let me take my first commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, and be right back after this.
Foundation. Foundation.
Nassau Cruise Port presents Phil Stubbs Live at the all-new Nassau Cruise Port Amphitheater.
January 13th.
Gates open at 7 p.m. Showtime 9 p.m.
Book your tickets now at BahamasETickets.com.
General admission $50, 75 VIP.
Prepare to be blown away as we kick things off with one of the Bahamas' beloved artists. You're raking and scraping with Ira Store, Nishi LS, and Phil Stubbs Live.
Sponsored by Kalik and Ron Ricardo. Nassau Cruise Port, the place to be.
Spice up your taste buds this season with the new Jalapeno Rodeo Burger at Burger King Nassau. Each bite of the Jalapeno Rodeo features a classic flame-grilled beef patty, pepper jack cheese, crunchy fried onions, and a spicy jalapeno kick, topped with barbecue and chipotle sauce served on a soft potato bun. The Jalapeno Rodeo Burger is even tastier in a combo with our new new half-seas, half onion rings, and half french fries with a drink. Or cool it down with the new and delicious creamy floats collection at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, here on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, Small Business Thursday. We're going to be talking about small businesses just for a little pinch. We got my very, very good friend, Ahmad Rashad, in here from Astute Talent Management, being able to talk to us about the second annual Shift Conference. Tell us exactly what the conference is, exactly what you're going to be doing, and talk to us about those particular things.
Yes, Howard, again, thank you so much for having me here today, my brother. We are gearing up for the second annual Shift Conference 2024, and this conference is going, is more than just a conference, Howard, it is indeed an experience. We have hand-selected, we have picked out of, I'll say hand-selected, we've hand-selected 17 absolutely incredible individuals in our country who are business leaders and thought leaders to help our attendees, our shifters, shift.
Let people know who they are, because I'm looking at this picture, this is crazy.
Listen,
go ahead.
As I started to say earlier, what it is that this is more than just somewhere to come and talk, fool, and catch up and we'll talk. This is somewhere where you get strategies and directives on how to take your life to the next level. We have put these 17 individuals in four different panel discussions because we didn't want to just get one authority or one perspective on these things. We wanted to get people in our country who are living the example that we want to set, who are living examples of excellence in business, thriving in business, not just open up shop and say, I self-employed. How do you actually succeed and do well and live a healthy, strong, lucrative life in business? So we gathered these 17 people, and we have four panel discussions that we are going to explore on that day. One of them is called Investing in You, Shifting Beyond Poverty in Business to Finding Your Brand. Why are you in business and can't pay your staff? Why are you in business that can't go on vacation, can't pay your NIB, can't pay your rent? You need to hear from people who understand the science, the art of money, who understand how to invest it, who understand what to do when you start to make it. Because the fact of the matter is, when you get into business, my grandma said, nobody's in business for fun. You're in business for profit, no matter who you are.
What I like about this is that these concepts are not just, they're not foreign to life. They're not foreign to business. But what's unique and actually really undergirds what you're doing is that these persons are local. So the perspective won't be about business generally. No. It's about business in the Bahamas.
In the land that you
live
in.
It's the business right here where you are.
Right here where you are.
What's your expectations? How are you going to be able to come around these? How do you navigate these things?
Yes, these
are the things that we're concerned about.
Correct.
Talk to me about
it. So we're going to have Mr. Nathaniel Butler, who I believe, I call him a financial psychologist. Nathaniel understands money in a way that many people do not. And he lives and breathes daily to help Bahamians become more lucrative, but also more sound with their choices around money. What is your relationship with money is what he would often ask people. How do you treat money? Do you respect it or disrespect it? Does it respect you or disrespect you? Right? So we have Ms. Shaquilia Knowles, who is by far, I believe, the leading insurance agent in our country. And somebody may ask, why would you have an insurance agent at a conversation like this? Because an insurance plan, an insurance portfolio, an insurance policy is literally an investment into you, in the securing of your future. And Shaquilia will help us to understand how that actually plays into your life as a business person, as an employee, as a retired person, wherever you are in life. We have Mr. Nicholas Higgs, the Bahamas Development Bank's Managing Director. By the way, happy birthday to you, Mr. Higgs. God bless you today. I hope that you're having a wonderful day down with your family at the Bahamas Development Bank and your personal family as well, who will help our shifters understand how to get access to Bahamian investment opportunities. How do you become a successful person or business and find opportunities to be invested in? Nkosi Simonet, the mad scientist from Sign Island, will help us to understand the importance of defining your brand. How are you positioning yourself? How do you look? How are you in charge Mercedes-Benz price would look like Daewoo. How you manage that?
Mm.
And that conversation will be led by one of my favorite people, Miss Cheryl E. Pinder, who will navigate that conversation. Our second conversation will be on longevity. You're in business today. How long do you want to be in business? You don't want to be in business for a season. You want to be in business for a very, very long time. And this conversation is around shifting beyond your mistakes. The mistakes we make in business, Howard, are not defining of us. They don't define us. They should be catalysts for us. They should be the next step. They should be elevators, if you will, to our next level. We have Mr. Sherrod Lightborn, who will speak to us about how you handle mistakes as a creative. You have a bright idea. You're very visionary, but you keep fumbling the ball. How do you navigate that? Farida Sands, one of the compliance experts in our country, will help you to understand the legality. How do you do business above board in the Bahamas? Stop going under the table and giving them a little something. Do the thing naturally. Do the thing honestly. Lincoln Deal, who I call him.
You skip over that too fast. You need to hold on. Wait. Go back.
Yes, sir.
Bring that back.
Rewind.
Don't be giving these people the little thing under the door.
Stop that.
Under the table.
Stop that.
This is the rhythm of our society.
Come on.
This is what we've been taught subconsciously and otherwise to do, that this is the way that we pay for efficiency in this country.
Wow.
So now what do we do? The conference got to talk about this.
Definitely, because from a compliance perspective, right? In a world, I listened to the radio the other day on the station, and the gentleman was talking about the Freedom of Information Act and how these things are going to become accessible to anybody that picks it up, whether you live in our country or outside of our borders. Do you wish to be someone that's in business and people can see the level of corrupt dripping off of you? You are a behemoth in business in the Bahamas, but should be doing it globally. Why would you not want to be doing it above board? Why would you not want to have principles and policies and practices that can help you to operate like you are running the world in a legal, compliant, and honest way?
But that means I'm a part of a community.
Indeed. Which is why the Shift Conference was birthed.
Okay, this is heavy what you're doing.
You're not in this by yourself. How do I do this, Ahmad? I only know the way we used to do, but those days...
I like what you're doing, Ahmad.
Are gone.
I like what you're doing because I'm often here having conversations about the fact that community is essential.
Yes.
The base of community is required. It's a requirement for us to understand that this is the only way that we could see the Bahamas
together.
Better.
Together.
That's the only way. That's the only way. It has to be a collective concept and idea to be able to bring us together, to know that we're all on one mission to be able to get us out of here.
Yes.
So the Shift Conference is definitely doing this for us.
100%.
This is the BE Transform.
There you go.
I like this.
Indeed. We also have Mr. Lincoln Deal, who I believe is a serial entrepreneur. Lincoln is a successful, young, bright man who is interested in sharing the wealth, who wants to see people prosper and see people do better. He wants to give people, as a serial entrepreneur, he's had many successful businesses, or has many successful businesses, but also fumbled the ball many a time. And is the first to say, I don't know everything. And some of these ideas ain't make no sense. Some of them I've made mistakes with. How do I get beyond that mistake and shift? Mr. Jonathan Cunningham will also be on that panel. And Johnny is the CEO of a company called Zoana Millwork. And Johnny is a man that works with his hands. And so are his team members. And Johnny said, I was quite comfortable thinking I can do and say what I wish to because I had the title of boss. I could be nasty to people. I could say things that people, how do you understand my side and do what I say? And Johnny ended up going bankrupt twice. Say it with me. Bankrupt. He had to close. He had to file legal bankruptcy because the people was tired of his smack. And then Johnny said, wait a minute. And that's costing me. It's not my ability or lack thereof. It's my attitude, my disposition.
My mouth is your problem. My God. You know what I'm saying? Pause. I just want to tell you this joke.
Yeah.
My wife told me one time, a woman say, hey, Shando, your problem is your mouth. She said, no. Your problem is my mouth, right? I just want to let you know, your problem is your mouth.
Yes. Let's fix this. Johnny Cunningham, JC as I call him. Johnny said, but then I had to realize that if I wanted different, I had to do differently. Jonathan also had to be renewed in his mind, be transformed. And now Johnny is back in a multi-million dollar organization that he's running with his team. And they are almost in every corner of this planet doing work with the work of their hands. Their gifts have essentially made room for them. But Johnny realized he was in the way of his gift. And then he changed his mind, changed his approach, and literally shifted his life forever.
What's Johnny going to be talking about?
Johnny's going to be in this panel about shifting beyond your mistakes. Because sometimes people do those mistakes.
So this is getting out of your own way.
Get out of your own way. Come out of the move.
I like this.
Shift out of your own way. Because people believe mistakes are, oh, I didn't have the right paperwork. I didn't have the right legal work. I didn't have the right lawyer. But your mistake could also be your attitude, your mouth, your disposition, your mind. You're in business right now for yourself and you realize people, every 3 weeks you lose staff.
We've been taught that, okay, so let me tell you something. We've absorbed a great deal. We're like proverbial sponges in our society. No one really speaks to us about anything. We only learn by observation.
Yes.
We wouldn't learn by proximity. We learn. This is the way that we've learned in our society. Mm-hmm. Unless and until we go off to the United States of America, go off to London, go off to Jamaica, wherever we're going to school. And then the school says to us, this is how you learn. They teach us at this particular point. Now we have information. But before that, for the mass majority of people, we continue to learn by observation.
Yes.
And we observe bosses relentlessly condescending in their posture, in their position, in their speech, in their tone, in their approach of how they do business within your office. Mm-hmm. I watch in people's office, these people just cuss out each other.
Another big time, Chris. Is this how we treat one another?
I had to put a guard up in my spirit. I said, I can't do business with y'all.
This is ridiculous.
You're cussing out people. Yeah. How you cuss out your employees like this?
Yeah.
And coming from the service industry, I know the importance of internal customer service
100%.
First.
100%.
This is exciting stuff.
Indeed. And the thing about this particular conversation is that these individuals are speaking from their experience. You may be aspirational in your approach to business, in your approach to leadership, in your approach to your next level, in your personal career. But these individuals want to help you to get there sooner and faster and more equipped. This is not, Howard, just some, like I keep saying, some place to come and spend a day. You're going to be with us for that day, but you're going to leave a different person. It is impossible to attend this conference on January 26th, 2024 and leave the same. It is fundamentally
bananas.
But it can't happen. Then
I'm excited about this.
Thank you so much, brother. Then we're gonna talk about collaboration versus competition. Howard. You and I are great men.
One of these things don't even exist culturally.
Oh.
For the most part.
Oh, my
collaboration
wolf just come out a little bit. Oh. Howard.
One of these things locally, culturally, doesn't exist.
We have been, from the time you were born, you were taught that the person in the same space as you is a direct conflict, is a direct competition, is somebody you should tear down and beat down and degrade and deny and all of these things. I have one question for you. In all of your life, if you've been someone thought thinking like that, where has it gotten you?
Nowhere.
Nowhere. The greatest being on earth, the greatest being alive, the greatest being anywhere is God. And God himself is a collaborator.
He formed a team.
He
How come you're bigger than Jesus?
Team. Why you think you're bigger than God then? God say, y'all, we will create them in our image and likeness. There was nobody else there. It was him, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Why you think you can't get a little team together and help people do... Come on now. So God said, we will make them in our image. And then he created the earth. And then the earth was beautiful to him in his sight. And then he said, but y'all, something is missing. I need someone to take advantage of what we've created. And then not take advantage, but also take dominion of it. Why are you playing small? Why are you playing like your voice don't matter? Your vision isn't big enough for God to make even bigger than that. Collaboration versus competition. Shifting beyond the black crab syndrome. Something that has plagued our country for generations. I need you to shift, to break the mold in your family, to break the mold in your thinking, to break the mold in your circle of influence. Come and shift with us as we have Mrs. Loretta Butler Turner talk about how do you, that's the one.
This is heavy what you did
the,
right there.
The?
Because I didn't know what she was going to be talking about, but this
okay.
is absolutely appropriate.
Okay. Mrs. Loretta Butler Turner.
She can tell us about how the importance of collaborating.
Come on.
We watched her.
Come on.
For years. We know that she's one who is eager to collaborate.
Yes.
But she's been, she met the wall of traditional injustice and pushback. What didn't afford her opportunities to be able to get to this particular position because they thought it was a competition.
Yes. And she said, rather, we can collaborate and make this country even greater. And Mrs. Butler Turner, in her current role as consultant to the SPDC and the Prime Minister of the Bahamas, will bring a unique perspective because she is coming from a political perspective, a business owner perspective, a female perspective, and a generational perspective. She's been around long enough to know what you're all doing ain't gonna make no sense for a little bit longer. Stop it now. It's that wise counselor we sometimes choose not to listen to.
I like this.
Yes. We love Mr. Gary Wong, who I believe is one of the most prolific creative people in our country right now. We have so many people in the creative space that are doing an incredible work, and Gary is just one of them. And Gary is working along with so many different organizations, bringing their vision to life. And he's going to help us to understand how he does that with other people, other creatives, other individuals in the industry, not taking it for himself, but also saying, hey, I have an opportunity. Would you like to join me and make this money together and bring this vision together?
I like this.
We have Mr. Vina Rutherford from the Grand Bahama. Boy, how have we gone? Big, we got people flying into the conference.
I see this.
For Lord's sake.
You're doing heavy things.
Heavy.
Don't worry, but this is only the first time. It's a local flight.
Okay.
My God.
Okay.
You still got international flights to go.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Well, do it actually. Amen. Mr. Vina Rutherford is from Mind Your Business Bahamas, and her business is essentially, literally collaboration. She brings your vision, your idea for your party, your idea for your marriage, your wedding, whatever it is, to life with collaboration. Mr. Matthew Sweeting, my friend and brother, the CEO of One Oak Bahamas, who is a real estate agent in our country that is 100% killing it right now. Matt has to make his money by connecting with other people. He had to learn the art of collaboration. And we're going to have one of the most illustrious individuals in our country lead this conversation, Mr. Valdez Russell. And pardon me, I neglected to say that my friend and sister and all-around absolute genius, Mrs. LaShanta Smith, will lead the conversation around shifting beyond your mistakes. But Valdez K. Russell of VKR Insight, celebrating 10 years in business this January.
Yes.
Congratulations to you and your VKR family, Valdez. We'll lead this conversation around collaboration versus competition. Ladies and gentlemen, please change your mind when it comes to how you engage people, how you collaborate and make community.
Let people know how they can be able to do this.
We got one more conversation, Howard.
Okay.
Maybe we ain't done. We got 4 panelists, only 3. One more coming up.
And I only got 4 minutes before we get out of here.
You have to go to mytalentmatters.com. Mytalentmatters.com. You click on Shift Into Business and you register. Your investment for your shift is a drop in the bucket for y'all rich Bahamians, $297 to join us at the Bahama Convention Center, where you are going to shift into purpose. That final conversation is digitized to monetize.
You can stay with me.
I apologize.
Stay with me.
Forgive me, sir.
Stay with me, just for a little taste. All right.
I'm so ready to shift. I got excited.
I know you're getting excited. Yes, right? I'm not going to fight you, though. This conversation. A lot of persons are texting me, and I see that persons actually want to be able to chime in on the conversation.
Yes.
I don't know. You tell me whether or not you want to open up the lines.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we'll open up the lines. Guys, give me a little 2 seconds. We're going to go to commercial break and get right back. We're here with none other than Ahmad Rashad. We're talking about business and shifting into focus for growth and development in this time, right where you are. Mm-hmm. BE transformed. My God. This is heavy stuff, guys. 96.9 FM radio. Quick commercial break. We get to news and be right back after this.
The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
We'll be back right after this. Champ, baby girl, cable guy is here.
Since the very beginning, you have been with us.
This is called, and this is called the internet.
For over two decades, we've been with you every step of the way.
Mila Weibo is total class. Look at her go. She's in front.
I follow me. I'm president.
So, yeah, times may have changed, and so have your needs as our valued customers. But some connections stand the test of time. Rev, we're with you.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, right here. It is absolutely bananas. While we're here talking about shifting and moving and doing everything we have to do, I scroll through my phone just being able to look at the messages and whatnot. Something pops up. Boom. A lady is shot dead, Lily Lavati Connor, and a toddler is, based upon the reports, shot in his head. It's a male toddler. This is crazy, man. This is bananas. I want to talk about this when we get through this kind of a conversation. When you and I get back, I'm going to open up the line so we can have this conversation and really talk about what's happening in our community. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with none other than Ahmad Rashad from Astute Talent Management talking to us about the Shift Conference. I'm very excited about it. We started to talk about the fact that collaborations like these could change a mindset, that many times we find ourselves in the position where we can throw money at a problem, but that money can't change a mindset. And so it continues to deplete. It continues to be able to eradicate. It's almost like being able to throw money in a hole, in a bucket with a hole, right? It is time for us to be able to recognize that the only retention, sustainability, growth, expansion, development that we can truly have is by being able to shift our minds. Yes, Ahmad, talk to us about that a little bit.
Indeed. It really does start with your mind, ladies and gentlemen. We can't make you do anything. We can't at any point shift for you. You can only shift for yourself. The thing about this is our conference was designed specifically for people where you are right now, like you. People who have at some point been on the precipice of the next big shift, the next big decision for them. And our conference is designed just to help you to navigate, to embrace change, one, to navigate uncertainty and to turn obstacles into opportunities. Our platform attracts and brings together industry leaders, seasoned entrepreneurs, and disruptive innovators all under one roof. At the Shift Conference, we don't talk about the challenges that come with shifting. We provide actionable insights, practical strategies, and a supportive community to help you to shift. And Howard, it starts with your mind. It starts with what you put in your mind and speak out of your mouth. If you want to shift, you have to shift. You can't think about it any longer. You can't ponder about it. You can't postulate, as my professor, Dr. Stephanie Hutchison, would say. You have to actually take the step. And we want to create an environment where you are comfortable taking that step. In fact, where you are uncomfortable as you take the step. Because discomfort leads to disruption. Discomfort leads to you taking your next step. And the final part of our conversation we're going to have on January 26, 2024, Howard, is a conversation around digitization, technology, shifting beyond the brick and mortar. Whether you are in business for yourself, serving an organization as an employee, a leader in an organization, what are you doing to take your experience, your customer's experience, your experience in life even to its next level? We're going to have Mr. Jeffrey Beckles, I believe, the father of technology in our country, if you will. Mr. Beckles shared with me a very interesting statistic the other day, Howard. He said, son, out of every 10, about 23% of businesses in our country are even remotely ready for a digital conversation. That's not digitized their business. Just a conversation alone. That means that there are 10 people in a room, Howard, 10 businesses in a room, 2.5 if you're lucky, are ready to have a digital conversation of some sort. We have to get to the point where the business is a hub for all digitization. We have the Sand Dollar, we have Canoe Pays, we have Suncash Island, the digital space. What are you doing to take advantage of that? We have Mrs. Keyshell Davis from the Training Authority helping us to understand how she is a Bahamian woman who decided to say goodbye to the corporate Bahamas life, determine her own schedule, determine how much money she wanted to make in a year, and then operate a business globally, where she has clients in literally all parts of this world operating from the Bahamas. How do you do that if it's not digital? How do you monetize a digital experience and move beyond brick and mortar? We're going to have Mr. Keith Davies from Canoe Pays, who will be on our panel as well, helping us to understand the software that you can use and utilize to make your business digital. Dwayne Davis from Cable Bahamas, from the CIO over there, will be adding to our conversation as well as Mr. Duran Humes of Plato Alpha. And this conversation will be led by Mr. Wellington Hepburn, who will help people understand the importance of shifting the way you see the world. Are you looking at this, if I had to come to your business, ma'am, and bring you money, I ain't coming. Ain't nobody into that. If you can't send me the bank account number, I can transfer, or give me the Suncash thing, I can scan, or may I send you a Canoe Pay?
I don't understand that, you know.
Come on, man.
People don't understand that. You know how exhausting it is to get in traffic at NASA.
Listen to me.
After you didn't take your shoes off.
And not in clothes.
The devil is
okay? Okay?
This island's smaller than Freeport. I would do this in Freeport. I would jump on and say, hey, come to you.
Yeah.
I know I can be there in 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 10 minutes tops.
Depending on what's going on around.
Man, listen to me. This is crazy. So I want to talk about these things. I think this is excellent, my brother. I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to be here with us.
Absolutely.
But before we do that, these things don't come cheap.
No,
I just want to be very clear with you. Small businesses like this, it's very important for us to be able to identify and continue to have this kind of a conversation for growth, expansion, development, opportunities, access, so forth and so on. But it doesn't come cheap. Mm-hmm. And when you're coming out of pocket, though we're finding one or two partners that can be able to assist us, we need assistance to be able to get over the top. Talk to me about where you are as it relates to sponsorship, partnership, angel investors, all these particular things, so you could be able to see the third annual. You didn't get to the first annual.
Yes,
let's get to the third annual.
The first annual. Chiquita, you listening, Chiquita?
Let's get to the third annual.
Ladies and gentlemen, we do need your help. We do need your money. We need your money. We need your money. If you are listening right now and you're thinking, how can I support an event like this? You can register first to attend. The investment, $97. Your investment affords you the opportunity to be help you to get beyond your current. One thing we're going to be that's unique about this kind of our registrants that are in business for themselves or are part of a small business is create a national business registry and your visibility as an organization, as a business. We want people to know you need a so-and-so, or you need a person who has venues. You need a person who does hosting. You need a person who is in business and as a hairstylist or a nail tech, whatever that, as a contractor, whatever it is, we want to have you added to that national registry so that we can now increase your visibility and also increase your lucrative status in your business. We want people to know, come to Suits Island Management, because at the conference they had the other day, we were able to get 250 businesses on a listing that we can keep share in our community and share towards, in the Bahamian landscape. As a partner, if you partner with us in this conference, you get access to this listing. You are in business as, let's just say, you are a bank, and you need people who you can use as leads to solicit and to make partners of yours in business as well. You may be an insurance agent. Insurance companies thinking, how can my agents benefit from a conference like this? Because they have to understand as well how to digitize their insurance experience. You can bring your top-selling agents. You can bring your business bankers. You can bring your leadership team. You can bring your new employees to this conference to benefit from this conference. We are also offering group rates, Howard. If you bring 5 to 10 people, you get a rate of $247. If you bring 10, if you buy a table or more, you get a rate of $200. If you're talking more than 5 tables, call me directly. We can offer a special rate for you and your team because we truly want to expand the experience of those listening. Now, for those who can substantially support this conference by way of partnership or sponsorship, please contact us. You can email us at shift, S-H-Y-F-T, into business at gmail.com. You can contact us via WhatsApp at 468-0192 because we do need your assistance financially to bring an experience that we've never seen before to our audience. We don't want them just to come to a conference. We want them to come to an experience, and that does come at a price. We do need your sponsorship. We do need your partnership. And if you're able and willing and you want to sow into this and you want to be a vendor on the spot, making up, getting an opportunity to get this captive audience to engage these people and also expand your reach and visibility as a business, by all means, contact our team and we'd be happy to get you as a sponsor and partner. We also want to thank our current sponsors. We have the Mount Tabor Church. We also have Job Brief that has sponsored us and has joined us as corporate partners. And we are definitely interested in getting more people on our sponsorship listing. So please, by all means, reach out to us so you can be a partner and take your business to its next level as well.
This is a very exciting, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to be able to be part of the My Talent, MyTalentMatters.com, MyTalentMatters.com. Get yourself registered for this. It's going to be January 26th, right?
January 26th, 2024.
Over at Buffett AM, they want you to be in there. It's going to be a Shift Conference. It's the second annual. They got everything available for you if you want to participate in terms of being able to access something for you. If you see something in this that can be able to see a sense of longevity and consistency, if you want to be able to, and sustainability, because this is truly sustainable, break this mindset in our society. So if you're one of those persons who can be able to participate in that? He said that it's shiftintobusiness.com.
No.
Shift.
It's mytalentmatters.com.
So all of that, okay.
All yeah. Right into the website. You click on Shift Into Business.
Okay.
And then you complete your registration.
Oh, so you click the click into. Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Yes,
so
yes.
You can be able to see that. Be a part of this. What's the numbers for them to be able to reach out to?
468-0192. And you can email us at shift, S-H-Y-F-T, into business at gmail.com.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I want to be able to, Ahmad, you come,
yes, sir.
You're going to be here with us next week sometime, or week after next sometime. We're going to be able to talk a little bit more about these particular things. You have a great panel set up for you.
Thank you, sir.
I'm very excited about this.
Thank you very much.
I really am, and I want to congratulate you because I believe that this was methodical. It wasn't casual, and this approach of just trying to just throw people into this kind of a box.
Yes.
These persons, I think that they have a wealth of knowledge to offer. Someone just texts me and says, is this Lincoln Deals Senior or Junior? This is Junior.
This is Junior.
This is Junior. This is Junior. Okay. So we can be able to see these things. Ladies and gentlemen, participate. Be a part of this. Give him a call at 468-0192 or hit him up. MyTalentMatters.com in there. Participate. We want to see you out. We're going to be able to bring this more to you. I'm sure that we're going to talk about this before then also.
Definitely.
So we're going to bring more and more information to you. This is truly exciting. I wanted Ahmad to kind of get everything out to let you exactly know, to let you guys know exactly where they are and where they're going to be able to kind of in 2024. This is a part of something that you want to be a part of.
Yes.
This is truly something that you want to be a part of.
You cannot, ladies and gentlemen, afford to miss this shift.
Yeah.
Your future literally depends on it.
My brother, I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to be with us. I wanted to give you that kind of time to put everything out there. I want to talk more specifically when we get back about what this conference would mean and what our expectations is going into the future. But you are a good and decent man, my brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, my brother. It's a pleasure to be with you and your audience this afternoon. Thank you, Bahamas. Let's shift together.
Absolutely.
Ladies January 26, 2024.
Quick commercial break. We're going to be right back after this.
The foundation. Foundation. The foundation.
start your day off with a mouth-watering deal. Available only at Wendy's. Introducing our new weekday breakfast deal. That gives 3 delicious items for just $3. You heard right. Monday through Thursday mornings, you get a choice between our bakery with Baconator or a 3-piece pancake meal. Each only $3. Stop by your nearest Wendy's today. Better mornings always start at Wendy's.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans at 356-7764.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Nassau Cruise Port presents Phil Stubbs Live at the all-new Nassau Cruise Port Amphitheater,
January 13th.
Gates open at 7 p.m., showtime 9 p.m.
Book your tickets now at BahamasETickets.com.
General admission $50, 75 VIP.
Prepare to be blown away as we kick things off with one of the Bahamas' beloved artists.
You're raking and scraping with Ira Storr, Nishi LS, and Phil Stubbs Live.
Sponsored by Kalik and Ron Ricardo. Nassau Cruise Port. The place to be.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, the foundation here on this absolutely gorgeous Thursday afternoon, Small Business Thursday. And as you're accustomed to, the rhythm of what we do on Small Business Thursday, always being able to identify as many businesses as possible and being able to talk about those things. And one of the persons that we always kind of pull in to participate in that conversation with us is direct marketers, Ian Thomas. My brother, it is good to see you. We're here. I'm talking about these things. But before we even dive into those things, I want to talk about this Canadian boarding school. I've actually opened up the papers today and I saw that Canadian boarding school fair in the Bahamas today. Allison's here with us to tell us just a little taste about it. Allison, good afternoon. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic, man. It's so wonderful to see you here. Talk to us about this Canadian boarding school and the fair that you're going to be having today.
Perfect. We're so happy to be here. This is our first time returning to the Bahamas for a Canadian boarding school fair in a number of years. We have 7 Canadian boarding schools that are here with us today. Some of them start as early as grade 5 or grade 6, sorry, and go all the way up to grade 12. So for elementary and secondary school boarding schools from coast to coast across Canada, our admission teams are here. We're going to be at the Sandyport Resort in the Starfish Lounge between 4 and 8 p.m. today.
Okay, so talk to me about that. You say it goes from the fifth grade, the fifth grade?
Grade 6.
Oh, grade 6.
Yes.
Okay, so the sixth grade all the way up until the 12th grade.
Exactly.
Okay.
Different schools offer different starting grades, but yes, we have schools that start.
Are them in the same province?
No. We have independent schools, which is the association hosting this fair, is a national association of accredited independent boarding schools, and we have 29 boarding schools in total.
Canada.
Different provinces.
Across
yes.
Canada. Okay.
Yes.
And so they deal with the same age bracket or the same from
exactly.
Sixth grade to 12th grade?
Exactly.
Okay.
and their premier boarding school programs, rolling campuses, hundreds of different co-curricular programs in sports and arts, rigorous academics. And I think a great selling point that parents and families like to always hear is that we have a 99% acceptance rate into the top universities of choice.
Getting in. After we get in, we get you prepared, you get 99% almost, you're guaranteed to being able to move forward the way
that
you want.
To their post-secondary school of choice, exactly. And Allison, not just in all around the world.
Allison, I got a lot of questions for you.
Oh, yeah.
I do. One question I'm going to ask you more specifically is, I'm going to get in your business just a little bit, because this may be a little bit selfish.
Yeah.
There is this kind of a concept that exists in Turks and Caicos right now. She's still a part of the United States of America and this and that. So I'm sorry, Europe and whatnot. Is there an opportunity for you to be able to, those persons who have belonger status or a different passport, do you have the same rates that apply to them?
That's a very good question. So that actually differs by school. So some schools would count those with American passports as domestic students, others would charge them as international. So it really does, it does depend slightly. But my information, so I can be emailed for specific information and also to connect families with schools. I'll be at the fair today, right at the entranceway. So I encourage anyone to come and speak with me directly and I can help them out.
Okay, so you got to be able to be a part of this because I swear, I'd like to be able to ask so many questions. Out of the 29 schools, you've identified 7 schools. Are these schools more specific for a Caribbean-infused flavor? Do you have, participants throughout the Caribbean already to these particular persons, to these particular locations already, so they know that, you know, there is a culture associated with it and they're easily amalgamated into the system?
Yes, exactly. So, yeah, we have 7 schools here today, all of whom have a history of welcoming students from the Caribbean to their schools, many, many from the Bahamas themselves. They're schools that a lot of families would play familiarity with from their visits and because a lot of alumni live here. Just to go quickly, the 7 schools, we have Albert College from Ontario, Albert College, Appleby College from Ontario, Pickering College from Ontario, St. Andrews College from Ontario, Rosso Lake College from Ontario, and then we have a school from Nova Scotia on the east coast of Canada called King's Edge Hill School, and a school from the opposite coast in British Columbia, St. Margaret's School. So those schools, St. Margaret's is an all-girls school, St. Andrews is an all-boys, and the rest are co-educational. So we've really got something for everyone today.
Really? There is sort of, especially in the Caribbean, I don't want to be able to identify specifically the Bahamas, there is this sort of a lull. It's almost that they've hit an educational plateau. It's unfortunate, but it's true, right? As it relates to being able to climb up in expectation and climb up in preparation for what's happening globally and being able to really amalgamate yourself for what's coming down the pipeline. Are these schools preparing you for the next thing, whether it's in cooperation with technology, whether it's in cooperation with the ethics and how you be able to treat each other in this kind of a space in this time that we're living in?
Exactly. That is, I think, what one of the things that we pride ourselves on is that we are preparing students for the future. Canada itself is incredibly diverse. We're very welcoming. Our schools are very diverse. We prepare them for the world. We prepare them to be the new leaders of the future. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The last one is, though we're on educationally, a great deal of persons in our country, though we want to be able to kind of prepare our children to go off and to come back and contribute to our society, one of the things you've been here, I know that this isn't the first time you've done this. You've done this before here in the country.
Yes.
You've done this before.
Yes.
Okay. So one of the main things, the anchor of our society, a great deal of people, is faith. So a lot of persons would like to know whether or not there is a faith element in any of the schools that you've identified, if they're going off to be able to have specific faith. Talk to me about that.
Certainly. I would say our schools are non-denominational, so all faiths are welcome and accepted. But I would say certainly there's different clubs and groups and opportunities, most definitely, for people, yeah, okay. To carry on
that. Okay. Well, listen, I love this. Tell them again exactly where it's going to be today at 4 p.m.?
Yes,
4 at 4 p.m. today. Tell them exactly where it's going to be.
Sandyport Beach Resort.
Okay, Sandyport Beach Resort at 4 p.m. today. All those persons who have any other questions or whatnot, how can they reach out to you?
Outside,
sorry. Yeah,
yes. If they so on the boardingschools.ca website, my contact information is there. I think rather than saying my email.
Hey, Allison, what's up, girl? You all right? What do you think people are going to call you? All right.
boardingschools.ca.
boardingschools.ca. Yeah. And what about those persons? Because we're still in this kind of a space now. Persons are on their cell phone. Is there any sort of, do you have like a WhatsApp or something that persons could be able to text? Not anything, any number that they can call to kind of be able to reach out and reach to speak to someone?
Yes. My WhatsApp is on the website. I think there's a WhatsApp included there. But certainly, once they scan that QR code, they'll be taken to the website, and my WhatsApp and contact information is there.
Excellent, Allison. Ladies and gentlemen, 4 o'clock today, go check it out over at the Sandyport. They got everything taken care of for you. You can look for Allison. But open up the papers today. It's on the Nassau Guardian second page right there. You can see the information at the lower left hand, Canadian Boarding School Fair in the Bahamas, Thursday, January 11, 2004, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Sandyport. Sandyport Beach, Nassau, Bahamas. There's a QR code there. Scan that. You'll capture all the information and get down there. They got 4 great schools. They're going to tell you more and more about it. I know you got questions, and they'd be more than happy to kind of fill that information in for you. Allison, is there anything else you want to kind of put out there?
No, thank you for having me.
Thank you for being able to be here with us, Allison. Thank you so very kindly for that. We look forward to being able to do these things and continue to be able to move in productivity and growth for all. And so you guys can be able to come back with some more stools next year. You got 7. You got 22 more to go. So
bring some stuff,
right? Let me take this commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, and be right back after this.
The foundation.
Nassau Cruise Board presents Phil Stubbs Live
at the Oboard Amphitheater,
January 13th.
Gates open at 7 p.m., showtime 9 p.m.
Book your tickets now at BahamasETickets.com.
General admission $50, 75 VIP.
Prepare to be blown away as we kick things off with one of the Bahamas' beloved artists.
You're raking and scraping with Ira Store, Nishi LS, and Phil Stubbs Live.
Sponsored by Kalik and Ron Ricardo, Nassau Cruise Port. The place to be.
Start your day off with a meal only at Wendy's. Introducing our new weekday breakfast deal that gives you a choice between 3 delicious items for just $3. You heard right. Monday through Thursday mornings, you get a choice between our bakery bliss croissant, breakfast baconator, or a 3-piece pancake meal. Each only $3. Stop by your nearest Wendy's today. Better mornings always start at Wendy's.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We
reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
This is our 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Brandon, your company, The Foundation, on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, Small Business Thursday. We got a few small businesses coming in. I wanted to talk a little bit more about this concept and idea associated with being able to this astute talent management with Ahmad Rashad and being able to bring people in. I think being able to create a space to have people come in without, they may have this kind of a raw talent, right? This kind of a raw desire, right? This unfiltered, unfettered desire to be able to contribute, but don't necessarily know how, where, and why. But we need to be propelled. And to have this to be shaved, to move towards these things, I think is a great thing. So I want to be able to commend you. I want to commend all those persons. And guys, make sure you go check out this college fair that's going to be over at the Sandyport, the Canadian boarding school. That's going to be doing those particular things. I got so many questions for Allison. I'm not going to fight her. It's all these particular things. Ian had to step out. So please, 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 please forgive him. He'll be back with us to be able to talk about these things that they got going on over at Direct Marketers and continue to be able to talk about those things. But I'm going to open up the lines just for 2 seconds. Before we get out of here, there is, oh man, whilst we're sitting here on the 11th day of 2024, there's already 10 people murdered. And there's a little boy struggling for his life. And if you don't believe that there's something wrong with our community, then you really got to check yourself. And Chief Superintendent Skippings being able to say that she's disgusted, if you listen to the news clipping, to indicate that she's disgusted and how all hands should be on deck. My question is not necessarily for Chief Superintendent Skippings, but for the wider population and more specifically the government. How do we do that? How do we, where is this deck that we talk about? Where is the base that has been laid out for our contribution for all of us to be able to be a part of it? A lot of us are holding on to these rafts that once was a deck, right? Like Jack drifting out on the Titanic, you remember this? And Rose, she's sleeping on the deck. All women and children trying to be able to ensure that they're safe, and our men are slipping off into the Atlantic, proverbially, dying, drifting off, cold-blooded. And we're talking about a deck. We in this country need to identify and establish a deck. The government of the Bahamas needs to establish a deck. And prayer, the unseeable, the untouchable, is not that deck. What we can do is kneel on that deck and continue to be able to render our prayers, but prayer cannot be the deck that we're talking about, because all of us have that. This kind of a flippant approach that separates us from them is bananas to me. I want to be decent as I say this to you. This flippant approach that separates us from them continues to be able to close. And if any prime minister, can I say this? Can we do this today? Can I just kind of tiptoe into this space with a space of decency, with my loins girded up? Can I do this today? With the helmet of salvation on, can I do this today? In my mind, there is no prime minister that should have dealt with crime and growing, expanding crime the way that I expect, subconsciously, based upon previous events, this prime minister to deal with it. I expect that. This prime minister had an invasion, home invasion at one point. This prime minister was a deputy prime minister that actually spoke specifically when they were putting all the billboards up for 400 and some murders and that we had to deal with these things. This prime minister sat in the seat and within the proximity of power and churning within him should have been an answer to say that we're going to take this particular course when we have an opportunity. Now he sits at the helm. And while I cannot say that he's doing nothing, I can say that there is a great deal to be done. And that great deal doesn't come from an administrative standpoint, doesn't come from a governmental standpoint. It comes from proclamation to be able to gather a mindset and create a proverbial deck that all of us can lay hands on that and move forward as a nation. That has not been articulated. What that base is, what that foundation is. Who are we? What are we going to do? What is the expectation? I listened to this story and the three women riding together with the little boy, right? Let's be decent, man. The three women riding together with the little boy, the assailant jumps out the bush, shoots up the car. This is based upon the stories that we just hear on the news. The fella jumps out the bush, shoots up the car, does his thing. They get in the car, fly down to the Quaco Street. You know what's peculiar? How people relentlessly look for law enforcement to be able to guide them and secure them. It's almost like how you used to look for your mother after you had a bad dream. You jump up, mommy, as a little child. But you knew that you should not have been watching those rated R movies. Can I say, can I draw that kind of analogy? Many a person within the community will not run to the police until they need protection, until imminent danger is upon them. But when you see them guns, when you know where the fella's hiding the guns, you know which one of these things is the trap house, is the crack house, is this house where they're hiding guns, so forth and so on. You say absolutely nothing until you catch a stray. This is bananas. You, your proximity, see, because our proximity, the majority of us, we don't even live around there. We don't live around there. We've done our best over the course of the last 20 years to get from around there. We've done our absolute best. Some people scraping to pay mortgage just to be able to live in an area that they perceive is doesn't have that kind of a crime. Is safe. But you live there. And when you notice shot up, then you run to the police station for safety. But no one's calling the police. Well, you know, I can't snitch. Snitches is get stitches. Okay. We got to fix these things, ladies and gentlemen. The lines are open. Be a part of the conversation today in these last few minutes before we get out of here. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Howard, can you hear me?
Hey, I can hear you now. What you say?
How you doing? You okay?
All is well. What you say?
You say you dare not say the prime minister ain't doing nothing, right?
I can't say he ain't doing nothing. I can't say
okay,
that.
Okay, well, I could say there ain't much. Let's put it like that, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
I'm decent like you always can. Let's be decent.
Praise
They're
God.
Not doing enough. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. Because this is what? Less than 2 weeks where we are two child life was in danger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Two children life. One taken at 16 and those two others who were in those vehicles could have been there at two different occasions. And if we don't see where we're in problem, we have a problem. Okay? Because you ask for roadblock every day, all day. That's what I ask for, okay, as a Bahamian. I ain't seen no roadblock no day, period. I haven't seen no roadblock no extra patrol car, no police. Things is as normal. So it's sending a message to me as a citizen, like the thugs are running this country for now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like our law enforcement just decide to say, you know what? If they are talking, taking care or doing nothing or see the necessities to what we ain't doing, that's it, okay? Because when you see an incident like that happen on the street, don't you know they have a police station through Quaker Street?
Mm-hmm. Right
so
there.
Tell me, do they respect the law or any police officer?
Well, it's broad daylight.
That's what I'm saying. And the station is right there. Let's say they in that inner city, right? You call in for roadblock every day, all day. You have road. Let's do that. If we have to do drastic, take drastic measures, let's do that.
We keep saying that. And our
let's
prime minister indicated that we need to pray.
If that's what pray, yeah, we're going to pray. But what happened? Pray without works is what?
Dead.
Okay.
And that's how the woman is. That's how almost 10 people for the year, almost 11 people for the year is just that, dead.
If this ain't telling us to take our country back, I don't know what else is going to tell us to do so. Because if you really listen, right, to Pastor Raymond Wells, you listen to the sermon he had the other night? Did you listen to that?
Pastor Raymond Wells?
Yeah.
No, I didn't
have
a chance.
You didn't get that?
I didn't get a chance.
I'll send that to you. Listen,
Yahweh. Send it to me.
That's what I call calling a spade. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
You cannot wait until someone out west, up in Albany or some cave or someone to like someone like that go or pass or get injured before you realize we have a problem in this country. We have some serious problem happening, and I ain't see nothing shaking up around here. Nothing changing.
I agree with you.
You see any changes? You see anything happening?
No.
It seems like the top them just take over.
No.
And I'm not saying the police ain't doing what they supposed to do, but it's like they saying, man, look here, let's hold our hand up in the air and give up. That's how one look to me.
I agree with you.
You know, thugs supposed to take over this country?
No.
We got all kind of law enforcement, put their backside on the road. We paying them, our taxpayers pay. I'm paying you, go on the road, every inner city, put police there, interrupt the traffic. All day, every day, all day, every day. And every day, to the end of the day, you come to us and tell us how much weapon you would have received from the street. Who don't like it? That's their business. That's my 5 cents.
I appreciate the telephone call, my dear. Thank you so kindly for that. Listen, I got the lines wide open. Be a part of it. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere for the family violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Quickly, before we get out of here, we got a couple of minutes. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Next caller. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard, my brother.
Hey, what's up, Jeff?
Right here, man, right here. Very good conversation. I'd like to follow up on the previous caller.
Go ahead.
She's spot on. You know, the question is that we're paying law enforcement. But law enforcement cannot be the only avenue that we as a people should use. We see these things happening in our communities. The responsibility is also on us to be whistleblowers or to be snitches, as they say out on the street. Our young boys are being murdered on the streets. These mothers are cloaking these sons. A lot of these girls are also encouraging these fellas to do these things. And yet society is crying out only when it seems to be the young girls or the children, but they're not crying out for the men.
Mm-mm.
I mean, when are we going to stop this complicity and get very serious about what's going on our streets?
Mm-hmm.
Crime is not a political football. It is all of our responsibility. And we have the wherewithal to fix these situations, you know. We don't have to wait for the police. We don't have to wait for the prime minister. We, as a people, we can actually stop a lot of things that happen in our community if we would just stand up, call out what is going on, try for the stop even from the community level on what's going on. And if you find that it's beyond your capability to do that, then you call in the reinforcement to get the things done that needs to be done in the community to protect these young men.
I agree with you,
and
Dave.
That's as simple as that. I mean, I can't make it no simpler than that.
I agree with you, Dave.
But we have all the tools.
Yeah.
All.
Yeah.
To fix these situations. If we really get serious about crime in this country, and yes, guess what? The crime is not only at the community level. We have crime at the high level in the highest offices in this country. And we are not addressing them, but we only want to look at the bottom line. We have to look at everything in this country and call it for what it is, that bring the end of crime to a standstill in the country. It's as simple as that. But thanks for taking my call out.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call. Thank you all guys so much for being able to participate in these things. They've been getting the next telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to piggyback on what the gentleman was saying just now. And you know, it's sad, but it's unfortunate. You would like to turn to the police at times as well, but sometimes they're involved. They leak information. But I also agree that the roadblock, the only thing they want to do with roadblock is book for ticket for traffic offense and make this money. But it needs to be, the roadblock needs to be for a deterrent to assist with locating the firearm, and also just in the community themselves to assist with this problem. And until they get to that point, it's not going to change.
Wow. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Roadblocks is a deterrent. I agree with you. For those persons who have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, if they live in Pinewood or if they live in Mason Addition, if they live in the inner city, right? And, you know, they got to carry their kids out to Albany or their girlfriend or whoever out to Albany or to the extremities of the island to go to work, then that's where it becomes a deterrent, right? For the most part, this is where the roadblocks, for the most part, is happening on the perimeters of the island. Can I say that? Is it okay? That's where I'm seeing it. On all the main thoroughfares. But these fellas, I went to one guy one time who was fixing a car that I had a couple, this is maybe about 7 years ago. He was fixing a car. The car gets slammed. And he said, I can fix that. He pulled up on the side of me in traffic as I was driving, right? Headed out east. He pulled up on the side of me. He says, how? He didn't know me. He says, I can fix this car for you, you know. Yeah, man, just follow me. I follow him into Camp Road. He fixed the thing in 38 seconds. Bop, right? He had a whole different vehicle there, just like it. He changed the door up and it was fixed. And his vehicle wasn't licensed at the time. I said, what you mean your car ain't licensed? He said, well, I don't hit the mean thoroughfare. We just joked through all the corners. And I learned all the kind of cuts and whatnot. My point to you is that the roadblocks is good for people who are going on the mean thoroughfares of the island. These people exist within the center of the city. They don't go nowhere. They exist in the center of the city. And I don't see any roadblocks in the center of the city. So how you can catch these people? If you on Milo Butler and these people, they could get to Pinewood, they could get to Baintown from Pinewood without hitting the thoroughfare, then you got to ask yourself some questions. What is this really doing? All this is doing is being a nuisance, sorry to say it, to the citizens who are above board, who need to go to work. But those who are committing significant, heinous crimes in our society, riding with the gun, like they say, riding dirty, you ain't touched them yet. Let me give you 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Have a good day.
Hey, what you say?
My understanding is our inner city roadblocks. I've seen them on Wolf Road there. I've seen them on Meadow Street. But the thing about it is the majority of their roadblocks is on the main thoroughfare. Mm-hmm. And especially if they're doing roadblocks at night.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? I can see them from a mile away. Mm-hmm. So with all the lights flashing.
You can turn around.
What's going on? You can turn around. You know, I had a police officer one time told me how to secure myself in my home. He said to me, walk around your house. Try to get in. Try to get in without using your door. And any way you see that you could get in, then that's the same thing the criminal think. You don't think these police who tell me that should know how to do it themselves?
My God.
I remember under Marvin Dames, they used to have roadblock, like you said, in Baintown. They used to have roadblocks through them corners of Wolf. I used to see them. Now these police, they won't be on the highways and the byways, so to speak. They ain't going nowhere on the inner city.
Yeah.
You understand?
You see, that's the low-bearing fruit. That's where people bottleneck. That's inevitable. You round them deep curves. That's a low-bearing fruit. If you're looking to be able to eradicate and deal with crime, you got to go where it is.
And then they need to have police on the bike when they're doing that out on the end of the on one end of each of the corner. So when people see them and try to turn around, You could see the car who was turning around.
My God.
Remember, I think it was during COVID, when they were doing a roadblock, and the person's on the highway stopped and opened their hood as if they had to fix their car, all of a sudden the car broke down?
But yes.
Thank you.
Wow.
People use their smart phones to get around them.
Well,
and we all know. If they're there, they're there for an hour, two tops, and they're gone.
My God. We got to deal with these things. I appreciate your telephone call, ladies and gentlemen. That's 2 o'clock. We are here, and we're going to be out of here. We thank you so much. He says, I mentioned before that the police need to chase down anyone turning around to avoid the block. Well, they have enough trucks, and they have enough bikes at this particular time. I want to be able to use that strategically. Let's see them use that strategically to eradicate these issues, and that should be accompanied by technology. That should be accompanied by these drones. Man, let's get active, man. We're losing our citizens. We're losing our people in this country. It's time to be able to do these things. Guys, tomorrow we're going to expand on the conversation, continue to be able to dive into these things so we can find a true north, a true sense of growth and development for the country, and really be able to get collaborative effort, because that's the answer exists within us, within the collective. There ain't no one, two people, no matter who your administration is, that got the answer. The answer exists in the collective. All right, guys, have a beautiful day. We're going to see you tomorrow. Godspeed Life right here on The Foundation with Howard Grant.
The Foundation. Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.